The Alaska Board of Fisheries agenda was packed with hatchery issues Tuesday. Board members considered putting some issues on future agendas, but they also held a public forum on the broader state of hatcheries following a lengthy report from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. As KBBI's Aaron Bolton reports, some board members expressed interest in taking a wait-and-see approach when it comes to increasing hatchery production.
The board spent about 4 hours on hatcheries, beginning with a long report from Fish and Game Chief Fisheries Scientist Bill Templin. Templin addressed a plethora of hatchery issues, namely hatchery straying and ocean carrying capacity. The department is currently conducting an extensive study on hatchery strays in Prince William Sound in southeast Alaska, but when it comes to the volume of salmon the North Pacific Ocean can support, Templin explained that the scientific community is far from providing a comprehensive answer.
Because now we're not talking about just a larger area, but we're talking about the entire North Pacific. As has been mentioned, one of our Russian colleagues likens it to catching a moonbeam in a jar.
The department's Hatchery Wild Research Project is due to release the first round of several genetic reports in the coming months, which will inform the board's discussion on whether hatchery fish that spawn with wild stocks reduce their productivity. Templin also noted that some hatchery programs could be brought more closely in line with department policies. He gave a few recommendations for Prince William Sound programs, which have drawn an increasing amount of scrutiny after hatchery fish from the area were found in lower Cook Inlet streams.
Recommended actions that can be taken immediately include completing the identification of significant and unique stocks and wild stock sanctuaries, implementing an annual survey to index stray rates in wild streams, and completing the work that has already begun on population structure and productivity through the Alaska Hatchery Research Program.
Board members also held a public hatchery forum, which turned into an hour-long listening session filled with comments from hatchery supporters, critics, and those in between. However, board members reserved most of their comments for when the board considered two agenda change requests related to hatchery production. The first mirrors previous requests to prevent the Valdez Fisheries Development Association from increasing the egg take at its Solomon Gulch hatchery by 20 million. The board shot down that request. Board member Israel Payton didn't support the proposal, but he did question increases in production more broadly.
Looking at that graph, it looks like slowly over the years, the relationship of hatchery caught fish and wild stock fish and harvest rates is getting closer. They're both large, but when do we say that a hatchery fish, should we stop? Is it when we're catching 51% hatchery fish? So I think a lot of people are just concerned about that, you know, taking a breath and not introducing more.
Member Orville Huntington echoed Payton. According to Fish and Game staff, the total permitted egg take across the state has increased by nearly 1 billion eggs since 2000. And hatchery fish accounted for 21% of the total commercial catch in 2017. Those numbers were called into question by another request calling for the board to reduce the total statewide egg take to 1.2 billion. Chairman Reed Morisky spoke in favor of considering the proposal.
This ACR is not talking about eliminating hatcheries. It's talking about capping capacity. And as the department indicated, there's more science that needs to be done, and it's uncertain when or how that might occur, and I think we should take a pause.
Morisky and Huntington were the only board members to vote in favor of putting the proposal on a future agenda. The board's discussion on hatchery issues is set to continue in March, when the full board will meet as the hatchery committee for the first time. The board is set to focus on more regional hatchery issues in the coming years. I'm Aaron Bolton, reporting in Homer.